Right. And you know I'm just going to listen to the intro anyway and not listen to the whole show.
Well, when you put it that way, that gives me an idea.
No bet.
Now you're going to have to listen to the entire show. Good job, JD.
If we ever film a show.
Oh, no, so it's a show when I'm on. I just don't.
Film the show.
Yeah. Film it on audio.
Film it on audio. That would be exciting. Yeah, and everything, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, show.
Well, no, I've got a reel-to-reel machine right over here.
But it's should a film.
Should be a fake-to-reel machine. That'd be awesome.
Fake-to-reel?
Fake-to-reel, yeah. Takes fiction and turns it into reality. No?
No, that's called Fox News.
Uh-oh. Oh. Oh.
Political humor.
Wow.
Quick, someone get a keyboard and start singing songs like Mark Russell.
Oh, God.
That's twice I've got to make a Mark Russell joke in this podcast.
Wow.
I know. When do you ever get the opportunity to do that?
Almost never.
Oh, we should do a show for serious.
Let's go.
Boost up for Buster.
Kettle!
And now it's time for another superhero time. With your hosts, XV.
Once you go horse, you never go back.
Hey, Mickey.
Sounds like a terrible Aesop's fable.
Paladin.
Oh, son of a f***ing bitch.
JD Church.
God, touching my brain.
Ken.
Operation.
And Fort Max.
Kickstarter. I hardly even know her.
Bullshitting is really all this is about because this is superhero time.
Good point.
So we're back with the regular cast this week.
And our cast is regular.
Hey.
Hi.
Yes, Ken's very regular.
I'm regular too because I just shit a second ago.
Yeah, I did earlier. I'm clear.
Wait, a second ago? You've been here for the last 45 minutes, Mickey.
Exactly.
You heard what I said.
Well, thanks for keeping that in the bedroom when I was visiting. You heard
this is like
me.
A Team America thing.
Well, it's nice when it's warm, but eventually it gets cold and it's less pleasant.
Mm.
Well, doesn't it get hard after a while too?
Does it? Maybe after a while.
Yeah, I mean,
I like that would even require
response. I mean, I guess it depends on. What are we talking about now?
I don't think it matters.
Let's start over.
The thing you have to watch out for, though, is when it starts to dry out because it's been out too long.
Oh.
Like that when it gets all hard and daggery.
Oh. Wow.
Then it just starts to chafe a little.
I just want to say that. No part of starting this particular chain. I didn't. No.
I had no part of this.
For once, you didn't start the poop jokes.
For once, it wasn't me.
But last week was missing.
I'm going to blame this on Ken.
Yeah, good enough.
How? I'll just move
on. Speaking of which, I should share this with you guys. It's something made by one of our few remaining listeners.
Which we'll probably have lost.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes,
that.
You're a meme.
Wow.
Apparently.
Now, is that better or worse than being on Superhero
it's
Time?
Not much of a meme considering it only has 37 views.
37 views, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, and half of them were just now, probably.
You're going to be taken off.
By that, he means Pence.
Right. That'll be
you
going
know,
by
that really second. Matches up pretty well, I have to say.
Huh.
That works pretty well. Well, we'll link to that from the show notes so everybody else can enjoy it with us. If I remember,
no, let's go to 39 on that then.
Okay, so what's in the news this week?
A lot of new Movie War Ultimatum information.
Okay, so what's in the news this week that actually matters?
Hey.
Well, Fours has yet another new form. This time it's threesome states.
It's going to be very awkward for Ryusei.
Orgy states.
MMF states.
I missed you guys last week.
What else do you think the giant vibrators are for?
Meshko fusion states.
Double pinch.
And get another Tomashi Web exclusive figure art eventually that nobody will care about.
Yeah,
I really like had that hope.
Well, the question is, who's doing which hole?
Yes.
Well, keep in mind,
proper etiquette in a three-way is to swap around. No one monopolizes any one hole for long.
Yeah, you gotta trade holes. That's not, yeah.
Otherwise, you're being selfish.
Right.
Remember, one part of this is a shapeshifter.
So there's more than three holes in her?
There can be as many holes as you want.
I think what he's saying is that Nadeshko is a universal fit.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, because you could sometimes use multiple, you know, one hole doesn't have to just...
It's not necessarily a one-to-one ratio.
It's not a one-to-one ratio, you know?
And, of course, Akiko's going to be very, very upset with someone.
Oh, yeah. Because
I can't wait to see the fan art on this one. This is going to be great.
The reason we haven't seen either Axel or Nadeshko in the bike scenes because they are CGI'd in.
Somewhere there's somebody like writing stuff down like, man, I can't wait to draw this.
There's only one returning actor for the other writers, and it's Eiji.
Because he's still on contract.
Hey, yep.
He still has songs to sell.
But no, see, the great thing about Meteor Nadeshko Fusion States is that they can make this whole new figure and not have to actually make any new parts.
Exactly.
Yeah, really, in fact, when I first looked at it, I thought, well, is that just going to be like a module set for Fusion States, but the colors are different. So, oh no, you have to buy a whole new figure.
Of course, just like Super Tatoba.
Yeah.
God.
Well, Super Tatoba at least had a new piece or two.
Well, this sort of has a new piece.
Oh, I guess if you count the skis.
Yeah. It's not much of one, but it's something.
It's there.
But I'll echo the resounding sentiment here, which is, how do skis fit in with this at all?
He's the Black Racer. He can ski through space.
how did half of his modules
fit? It's a Jack Kirby reference.
So...
That was Kirby, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because that was New Gods.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Making fun of Silver Surfer. Haha.
Apparently he transforms using the switch that she made when she died in the first movie.
I thought that was the rocket switch. The rocket state switch.
States. Is that the rocket?
Yeah.
Oh, that is a rocket.
Yeah, that's why we always make the dead girlfriend jokes.
No. It's not the Super Rocket Switch.
Why I make the jokes about dead girlfriends.
No. They have... On the scans, they show the actual switch that when she got killed, that she was made into.
Oh, the switch that she was made into, not the one that she made.
Not the Super Rocket Switch. Which is...
See, Ken, words are important.
What I said!
When
she got killed and when she died, because those are two different things.
Oh, sure.
People
die when they're killed.
Well, yeah, but
thank you, Fort Mac. I already have that quote.
And then she died. Like, those two different things. It was a Forza movie. What do you want? I mean, shit.
How will this be?
Okay, so what else is in the news?
Well, to the surprise of absolutely no one, Kamen Rider Beast is showing up in Ultimatum 2, and we have some more good images of him. Okay, good's a debatable point, but still.
Images of Beast.
Depends on your opinion of the design.
He's got that dull surprise look, doesn't he?
Beast?
Yeah. There's a little, like, depending on how you look at it, it's got a little bit of dull
surprise. He has an open mouth.
Yeah, looks like an open mouth, like...
Wide eyes. Oh, God. I see they brought back segmented eyes for him, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, otherwise, it almost doesn't look insectoid. It's like the only, you know, really insectoid thing about it.
Yeah,
that's a thing that happened.
I'm not yet sold on the design, I don't think.
Yeah, he does have that.
Odyssey is Lucky Draw Ghost at Night.
He's got the dice sword, I guess, where it's like you can roll for your animal damage.
He's a battle beast?
Yeah, sort of, I guess.
So, so here's the question. Are they ripping off, you know, the game Trouble and putting a pop-o-matic bubble in the sword?
That'd be awesome.
So, like, if he crits, does he do two swords worth of damages?
That would be cool.
If he rolls a 20, does the series end early?
Oh, no, that's a... Yeah, and if he busts, then it's another, like, 50 episodes.
No, if he busts, then they get the Go Buster treatment.
Oh.
With the Ghost Agers.
Yeah, there you go.
God.
It's the reverse critical.
If he busts, he gets replaced by the Ghost Agers as written by Inoue.
Oh my god. Oh!
God.
There's a critical miss.
Man.
I think just for suggesting that, you should be thrown in a river.
And possibly blinded.
And your parents should die.
And get amnesia.
No. You don't have to kill your parents. You just have to convince them by going into the past to not conceive you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Abort yourself.
Yeah. In a way.
Wow. What? No.
What?
Sorry.
What?
In a moment.
Okay.
No. Okay.
No.
No.
Yeah, no. No.
Judges, no.
Guilty. Delete approved.
Paladin.
All right. Also in the news, some upcoming Figo Art Tamashii web exclusives for mid to late spring. We have Negataros, amazingly.
Huh.
Not surprisingly.
That's incredibly random.
Eh. At
this point. I don't really think anyone gives a shit, but hey, it'll be a thing that happened.
I guess his version of Dino is probably around the corner then, maybe.
That's quite possible. After him is Deca Pink and Deca Yellow, making that the third complete-ish Sentai team.
It's not complete until they have Deca Master.
Right. That's why I said ish.
Yeah. And Swan and Break
and the Orange Ranger.
And the A-Squad and the Battleizer.
Where's my SHF Boom?
And what's the other one? Bright?
Right, yes.
Yeah.
They don't matter.
Wow.
And there's an effect set for Kamen Rider Wizard Flame Style.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
This is the wackiest thing. I was showing it to people. I had no idea what it was. I was like, look how weird this is.
So basically, you're going to buy a box that has a giant hand in it and a few accessories.
Oh, man.
Basically.
Fist style, please.
Shake a hand.
Two so they can high five each other.
God, that would be awesome.
See,
but they'd both be right hands.
The lame thing about the fist, though, is that it's not an articulated hand; it's just a big fist.
Or a palm, even.
Open. They should have articulated fingers and shit in there.
Yeah, that would have helped a little bit.
They have a big hand giving the finger.
That would be awesome. Oh God, yes.
That's probably why they didn't do it, actually.
Yeah, it could be.
Mm.
Fist, please.
Yeah, no thanks.
Oh, we'll get to that later.
God.
I guess that might be another thing you don't want to buy used on Mandarake.
Oh.
They left out in the mud or something.
Oh, they take this outside? smells weird.
I've been licking my fingers and rubbing the dirt off.
Maybe that's what was all over my $4 BotCon laser beak.
Ah, there's someone got chocolate on this. True story. True story.
Oh, no.
I was at a party and a buddy of mine was really wasted. And another friend had been outside, and I guess that she was somehow dirt got flung on her back, and he thought it was chocolate, and it was neither. It was dog shit. And he licked it off her back because he thought it was chocolate.
Ah.
Yeah, that was the most amazing thing. He's like, oh, you got some chocolate on your back. I was like, that's dirt. And then it was like, oh no, that's dog shit. Oh.
And yet somehow.
No, he started like vomiting. It was awesome.
Somehow, the story you told is less interesting than the untold story of how did she get dog shit on her back.
I don't know. They were running around outside. There was mud, or I don't know. I don't know how that ended up there, but. It was just a little bit. It was like a splash, I guess you would say.
Just a spritz of shit.
Was the dog healthy? I mean, if it's spritzing its shit out, that's usually the sign of poor health.
No, it was like someone, you know, stepped in it or drove over it or something and it splashed on her or something. I don't know.
Again, if the dog is producing...
I'm not saying it's not a fascinating...
Well, you know. If it was raining...
Yeah,
that was it raining.
Yeah, it was like, you know, there was like, I mean, that's what I mean. It had
it
been
raining shit. Hallelujah. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I saw somebody like dog shit off of someone else's back. And it was weird.
This is the quality we were missing last week.
Yeah, quality. No, that's the word for this show.
I like how quality that's the podcast. Intent of your story, and none of us really care about that. It's all about the logistics of how the shit got on the person's back
this
to start
is how
with.
We know that we're a bunch of fucking geeks. We're more worried about the logistics of how a splash of shit got on someone's back than the fact that I got to see someone else lick it off.
Not realize it until after the fact.
Yeah.
JD, this is why you've ruined the show.
I know. I have. If there's any doubt.
But you no longer care. There's and neither do we.
It's the decay.
That implies that he ever cared.
I didn't say he cared. I'm just saying this is why he ruined the show.
See my awesome decayed hair on Twitter, too. That's,
yes.
That Giga Beetle made for me.
It's great.
But now you have to change it every week, though, for it to be proper decayed hair.
Or yeah, sometimes every day.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, JD, have you seen the that Ancient Aliens show on History Channel and that one expert they like to bring out?
You know, talking? Which one? I'm familiar.
I know exactly
with
which one you're talking about.
Is it the old guy?
No, it's the guy who, if you knew what I was talking about, you would know exactly what I was talking about.
Let me see.
I'm not going to say it's aliens, but it's aliens. That guy?
Yes.
Is it not the Chariots of the Gods guy, is it?
Oh, no.
Guy that wrote Chariots of the Gods? No? Nobody knows this guy's name?
No.
That's that song they always play for the Olympics. Dun, 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 dun.
I think that's Chariots of Fire, but it's very close.
Ah, yeah, it's this guy that Ken just posted the link to.
Oh, wow! Yeah, kinda. I want to put that hair on my avatar. That's awesome.
This is what I'm seeing.
Wow. I wonder if that's where they got the inspiration for that decayed hair. It could be.
Yeah, that must be it.
That's got to be it.
I'm not saying it was him, but it was him.
But then wouldn't they give that to Narutaki?
I think you're...
Does Narutaki have hair?
I think you're overthinking this, Fort Max.
Yeah.
Stop bringing logic into this.
Yeah, I know.
So back
on
the wizard part set.
Fisting.
I love the swords going into the little portal accessories they have.
Because that seems pointful.
Pointful.
It does look good on the shelf, though.
There's an effect set for Dragon State.
Maybe if you put it against the wall. I don't know. Yeah,
I mean, you know, you need your connect part.
Please. Yeah.
Shut up.
God damn it, Paladin.
Is there an effects set for giant dragon foot?
Not yet.
No, but the giant dragon toy just came out.
Ah, that video looked awesome. I almost want it. Is it? Do all Japanese videos do the creepy thing where like they have the audio but they don't talk?
Yes.
It's like, that is the creepiest.
Sometimes they have slow motion, so now that's even creepier.
That is creepy as f***. It's like there's no... It's like all you hear are the sounds, but there's no, like, talking or anything.
What I like is the ones that wear gloves.
The ones that bother me are, like role-play toys, but they're giving it to a child, but everything is still quiet, so it just seems unnerving.
Oh, God. Yeah. Like, that's how you make a horror movie. It's just like that.
And then you see a girl in a black dress crawl across the ceiling.
Yes. Anyway, so.
News?
The Dragon looked awesome, though. I did kind of want it, and then I saw the price tag and was like, oh, well, that's reasonable, but no.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll probably come down pretty fast.
Yeah.
DX Power Dizer was about that when it first came out. Now it's like, what, 3,000 yen at the most?
Well, you still got to figure what the shipping costs on that, though, because that don't come down.
Now, that depends on how cheap you want it.
It's on Amazon. I buy everything on Amazon now for some reason.
It's because it's very easy and you don't get screwed over.
Hey, that's pretty much it exactly. Yeah.
The question is, do you have Prime?
Huh? Yeah, I do. Oh, yeah.
You have no reason not to then.
Basically, yeah.
Free shipping.
Free two-day shipping. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's the best part.
If you want next day, is what $4, I think?
Well, and, you know, depending on if they can fulfill your order from a nearby distribution center, half the time the two-day is next day.
Yeah. If only there was a distribution center near me. Oh, wait, there's one about 3 miles away from me.
Unfortunately, Mickey, it still has to go through Louisville first. Because UPS.
But still, I get stuff retardedly fast anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like it has to come from...
I got it in 3 days.
And it's not like it has to come from Washington.
I'm pretty sure I'm close to a distribution center, too.
This is awesome. Wow.
See, there's a double... This is a double driver for $175 with 2 day.
You could probably just wait for it to come back up to CS Toys and get it cheaper than that.
Well, actually, here's one for with shipping for $105 or something like that.
Well, while JD messes with buying a double driver that he can't possibly wear except maybe around his ankle.
My wrist.
It's a stylish anklet.
Any other news?
Fat my wrist is.
Oh, yeah, back on the topic of flinging shit. Malaysia has started to air an English dub of Ryu Kendo.
Ryu Kendo. No?
Okay. Does that mean reissue toys?
Malaysia has started a lot of shitty dubs here lately.
I think it's all by the same crew. Ken, yeah. I believe what you mean to say is awesome dubs.
It's kind of interchangeable.
Because Ryu Kendo sounds exactly like English Tendo Soji.
Who sounds exactly like, what? Who else do they use it for?
It's almost like Cartoon Network was dubbing them.
No, because it's actually airing.
Oh.
It's like Funimation is doing it. So who's Steve Bloom playing?
Actually, Funimation doesn't usually use LA that much.
Yeah, I know. But I can't actually remember the names of Funimation people off the top of my head.
Yeah, I can only remember a couple of them.
It'll get Greg Kaplan to do some voices.
Don't mention his name. He'll find out.
He'll find out.
I think Greg Kaplan should voice the...
Wait, Greg?
Oh, there's a bleep.
Greg Kaplan?
Like a two-minute bleep.
Greg Kaplan?
Neil Kaplan?
Neil.
Whatever.
Don't say his name!
I'm not some voice actor nerd.
You mean R.I.D. Prime, right?
Whatever.
Okay.
How many other Kaplans are there?
I don't know.
This is fascinating.
Isn't it, though?
It's not my fault.
Please move on.
Help this shit out.
All right, there's only one thing left, and it's the thing we've been kind of dancing around. There's a rumor going around that the Gosager suits will be used for both seasons of Megaforce, skipping Gokaiger suits completely.
No! Make it not true!
See, if this is true, that kind of plummets my interest for the toy line next year.
But what if
it does seem very likely that we'll get Ranger cards instead of Ranger keys.
Now, why did they Mighty Morphin Season 2 it?
And make the Silver Ranger Gokai Silver, the Sixth Ranger. But keep the Ghost Ranger suits for everybody else.
Yeah, this potential will be very interesting.
Or so that they spliced footage to that they edit the footage to make it appear as though the Ghost Ranger suits are fighting Gokaiger monsters.
Oh God.
Well, no. Actually, there's a better way to go about this, which is to really season to it. And take every fight that, say, Ghost 8 Ultimate is involved in, and put Gokaio there instead.
This is not the 20th anniversary homage I was looking for.
Really?
And then you have
don't
a Don't
say.
Vote for Dummy episode.
Well, yeah, but with Ghost Age, that could be any of the characters.
I don't want this. I want pirates.
See, I was really looking forward to getting, like, 4-inch Gokaigers.
Yeah.
But no.
You shouldn't
I mean,
set your sights
I understand
so low,
the
Ken.
Marketing thing, and it makes sense, and that's why I hate it, because it's probably true, but...
Well, you think it'd make more sense to refresh it next year, though.
Well, keeping 2 years the same, our figures work pretty well for them.
Yeah.
But they had, like, three different...
And if they only have 20 episodes, they might as well stick with the suits.
My interest... But, yeah, if that ends up as true, my interest is... At least in
the toy. I mean, the only good thing is that the talk does seem to be that they're going to keep the mech. So, I mean, we'll still get, like, you know, Gokaio and stuff.
Which,
but...
that's like, for me, that's the only part of the Gokaio toys I haven't touched on. Because I've already got I got figure arts, I got ranger keys. Mm-hmm. So,
on the other hand, if
Megaforce
ends up really sucking as much as Samurai, I won't mind this as much. Because it won't have tainted the Gokaio that much.
That's true.
I don't know. It just depends on how it all comes together, I guess.
Well, at least they're doing something that we complain about with Samurai. With Samurai, was too much of a direct translation. It was really super boring because of it.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm. At least now we're going, what the is going on? We're paying attention, at least.
See, my only thing is just I selfishly just want cheap Gokaiju toys.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to get
it. I didn't really care beyond that.
Well, I mean, look at it this way, though, Ken. With what Toys R Us is charging for the Ghost 8 Great Megazord, you weren't going to get cheap Gokaiger toys anyway.
Well, I wouldn't get them at Toys R Us anyway.
Yeah, and it's not like Target doesn't exist.
Or Walmart.
Yeah.
Or Amazon.
Yes.
Or KB. Oh, wait, no, not KB.
No.
That would be even worse than Toys R Us.
I know.
I did see a Toys R Us Express in my mall, though, the other day. That was...
They're f***ing terrible. Did you look at the prices?
They're...
Yeah.
I've not seen one of these.
Well...
They wanted $32.99 for a Prime Voyager.
Yeah.
Well, KB Toys, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
What's funny is, though, it's at the mall where literally... If you go like a half a mile, there's a real Toys R Us.
But that's not
like,
at the mall.
It's like the parking lot's almost connected.
But that's not at the mall.
No, it's not. But it's, you know.
So it's like,
I mean, yeah.
Well, the one in our town actually isn't, the parking lots are connected to each other.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. It's like, it doesn't quite make sense. I mean, I guess in the sense it's like, okay, the mall now becomes like one stop because then you can pay more and not go, you know.
It's asshole tax.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
We should charge that for this show.
I think they would charge us, though. I think.
Here's your asshole bill for the month.
You owe us $385.24.
That's not even counting the roaming fees for your asshole.
Free deposit, please bend over.
Why does it have to be 24 cents? Because asshole.
You went over plan. News?
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it for now. Unless, does anyone want to see what Wiseman actually looks like in Wizard?
No.
Yes.
Like a jester. A yin-yang jester.
He looks like the yin-yang.
I didn't see the picture of it. Show me the picture. Show me.
That is the least obscene picture we will see all night, probably.
Oh, well. What? Okay.
It certainly is a Toku monster costume.
Yeah? Huh. Well, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Giga Beetle's posting photos of Super One wearing hats.
Oh, my God. It was like, didn't have the thing open 10 seconds before he had, like, pictures out. It's awesome.
I like that Wiseman chest has like got a Beat-em-on launcher in it.
Oh, don't tempt them.
Oh, I love the little puppet thing. That's hilarious. God. Anyway,
It says Palfisty.
Yes.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Isn't that Paladin's line?
Nah, not this week.
Well, then we're not trying hard enough.
Try?
Somebody said. Somebody go break his computer.
Son of a bitch!
That was more like, you know.
It's all in there somewhere. Showtime.
Magic, the showtime.
Yes, you killed Ken.
You bastard.
I am a bastard, yes.
A bastard is you?
That's what you get for singing.
Yep.
Okay, so who wants to do wizard?
Not it.
All right, Paladin.
God damn it.
Because Junpei.
Wait, first of all, I gotta say, what kind of world do I live in where the Go Busters episode is good? Episode is like throwaway.
Good? Because, what episode did you watch?
Because they focused on Junpei.
Well, there was the one good moment in this episode, which we'll bring up when we get there.
Yes, I know what you're talking about, too.
I know, because I saw you retweet it.
All right, after last time, Uncle brought home the magic glowing green rock and has carved two new rings out of it. And Haruto notices it looks exactly like the flame dragon ring. What a coincidence.
How shocking.
It's not
I
like they planned this out in toy line or anything.
But wait, there's more.
Haruto goes out phantom hunting because, like we discussed before, that's the only f***ing thing he can do.
But you forgot the more.
What more? Shunpei? He's not f***ing more.
No, there was no ring.
Yeah, Uncle made two rings.
I said two rings.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah,
no,
he
you
did,
didn't. You talked about the flame dragon green ring.
Flame dragon green? What?
Yeah, so yes. There's another ring, too.
Hurricane dragon.
Well,
the
he called it
the ring. It's boring.
That's like this episode.
Blow!
Please.
Let's just take a moment to point out Haruto's insane jacket that he's wearing throughout this episode. What is going on with this thing?
Oh my.
How the f*** this thing attaches to him?
He has rider fashion sense, which is,
put a box on his back, looks like a gay rocketeer.
He would.
Wow.
It's like, guys, it's like almost sort of scarf thing, but it's not. And I don't understand.
Leather jacket, ascot.
Leather one at that.
God.
A leather ascot, I like it.
All season.
Who's doing the costuming for this?
Kogami.
Oh, it would have some class in.
It's not shiny enough.
Not fabulous.
Not enough feathers.
Then next week he comes in with a boa.
God.
And I wish.
Still dressed like a children's television show host.
Shumei, you mean?
That's yes. What he said.
Yeah. I didn't hear it blinked out.
He's Rainbow f***ing Randolph.
And what is with his legs?
Those tights.
God.
Is that tights? I thought it was his skin. I thought he had like a disease or something. Like,
leg warmers, I think.
I haven't ruled out the disease part.
I think last time we thought he was a fangirl.
Yeah. So Shunpei's all like...
travel back in time and abort him.
So Shunpei's all like, hey, I'm going to be your assistant even better now!
Because he hasn't had enough screen time yet, he runs out to join Haruto in phantom hunting. And after looking at the marketplace, Shunpei decides that the phantom could only be... red herring!
Yeah, pretty much.
Times four. Three, four. Doesn't f***ing matter.
Four, because two, math. One.
And suddenly there's an octopus in the fan, in the marketplace.
Don't forget when he tries to pick up that little kid that's crying.
God.
Yeah.
Were you beat up by a phantom?
Show me where the phantom touched you.
And then Haruto comes up and is like, no, no, he's not trying to be creepy. He just kind of is that way.
I'm sorry, he doesn't dropped on his head as a child.
He doesn't have to try. He's a natural.
Yes, he explains that after pulling paper out of the octopus nose.
Well, no, now to be fair, the octopus kind of, you know, blew it out of its nose. And then the hand came out and gave him a thumbs up. I didn't know octopuses could do that, but, I mean, I'm no marine biologist.
It's a Japanese octopus.
I'm sure there's radiation involved.
At least you didn't spit rocks at him.
Well, that's true. I mean, that could happen next week, though. We don't really know.
Yeah, because they learn that when they level up, right? Or do you need a heart scale for that?
He already has the defend ring.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Bubble beam.
Are we having a serious conversation about this?
I think we are, yeah.
I think so. It shows how disappointing this episode was.
Well, anyway, carry on.
So Shinpei runs home dejected when he meets an old friend working at a sweet shop, selling some kind of unusual Japanese cuisine that Overtime tried to explain to us.
It's rolls filled with dog shit, basically.
It's like sugary tofu from their description.
What was it called?
But Mickey, how did the shit get there? That's what I'm not clear on in this.
He carried it in the door. Weren't you watching? He had two giants.
And the power chamber is in the basement.
No, it's red bean paste, which if you go to China Buffet, sometimes they'll have some frozen shit out there. Which hopefully the fresh made stuff actually tastes good, because the stuff they have in buffets is just terrible. Just really.
How is it spelled? What was it called again?
Manju. Manju. Are you Googling?
Not the same thing as
manju. I'm trying to.
Yeah, don't let Google autocomplete that for you.
No. No bad.
No. Although, if you want to get some of that, you can probably go to Mandarake.
Yeah, so
bean paste and stuff.
The cooking assistant. There's one thing that he looks kind of miscast. Like, the actor would seem more at home as, like, a villain in a Fast and Furious movie.
The young one or the old one?
The young one. He just looks kind of like a gangster type of character.
Like a Yakuza movie.
Yeah.
Instead of just, like, honest, hardworking baker.
I think that's because we were supposed to assume he was the gate.
Uh-huh. Spoilers!
Oh, f*** it.
Yeah, real. God, the episode.
Yeah, it's ruined forever
Haruto
now.
Gets harassed by the donut shop owner while the friend of Shinpei goes out on a delivery when he's confronted by the Valkyrie Phantom. Which is weirdly having a male voice. I thought Valkyries were supposed to be female.
Yeah.
No, that Toei and Bandai kind of have that problem in general.
I thought they were just big transforming jet fighters.
No, that's very
Jetterlock modes.
So anyway,
Valkyrie crushes the shipment of sweet tofu to force the person to collapse into despair. Which, actually, losing that shit would actually increase my hope. He's kind of a sucky phantom.
Yeah, well, your job's not on the line with it.
Arthur does do a rider kick at his entrance, though, which is nice to actually see him doing something out of costume.
Yeah, how often does he actually kick things?
He doesn't.
Well, it's kind of a rider kick. He's more teleporting out of the ground.
It's like spoing kick.
So, fight between Wizard and Valkyrie Phantom. He switches to earthbending to finish him off.
It's not very interesting.
Him away
fight,
for now.
It's just kind of a there fight.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, mm-hmm. We had the first, because you know how they have to basically have them transform twice per episode? It's like,
yes.
As a prerequisite. It's like, we need to get that out of the way. Okay, bye.
It's the initial confrontation to know that, let you know that shit started, but we can't kill him right now. We got to drag it out till, you know, later.
Next week.
It was like the first 4 minutes of this episode, and I was like, oh, okay, I know what's happening. I guess I can farm in WoW now. I don't even
well,
need...
good to know you were paying attention. I should have had you do the summary.
Oh, I was paying attention, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, I knew I didn't even need the dialogue. It was like, okay, yeah.
Awesome. Come to think of it, why didn't I have you do the summary?
I don't know.
Well, but... no, because Paladin hates it more, so we'll be done with it faster.
True.
Speaking of which...
So Shinpei, being Shinpei, tries to excuse what happened to his friend and fails miserably.
And then he
pick up for it again. He tries to drum up business for their store.
Wait, let's go back to the restaurant and the mega bitch owner. that cunt. You're not getting my sweets anyway.
It's like, okay, we replaced all your stuff, full refund. Yeah, well, you're fired. What?
I'll give you my sweet basket, you bitch.
It's making me wonder if, like, Super Mario, the sweets is like code word for sex.
I hope our store burns down. There are cats in it.
I am appreciative of the Paladin's attempt to, like, jump ahead 5 minutes in the episode because it's some boring shit.
Yeah, but he's skipping over the parts that are actually worth talking about.
They're like, bitch.
Right. Yeah. Carter, she pissed me off. I was like, real.
It's superhero time.
I got the most emotional response from was hating the bitch.
It's superhero time. We loves our bitches.
Loves her.
Four nickels.
I'm going to give her a nickel.
Nickel in the teeth, maybe.
Roll nickels. Just ball it up.
A ball of nickels.
A ball of nickels. Yeah, you just get like a round magnet, put a bunch of nickels on it, just chuck it.
Nickels don't what stick the? To magnets.
No, they don't, do they?
What kind of... Damn, dude.
What rules are you
just
using?
Just stop. Just stop.
See, now, Ken, where I was trying to go with that is that you would just get so mad you would end up balling up a roll of nickels. Like,
balled up nickels.
Look, I might be off the medication, so... You know.
Just stop, dude. It's okay,
it's
man.
It's all full of pennies.
I want some of that medication.
Well, it's either that or not talking
your pills.
At all.
You know, magnetic, like nickel.
It's a special medicine that makes nickels magnets.
How the they work?
Like, remember that time we did the Zio episode with the penis?
No.
Out of it I was in?
No. Yeah. You seem just like you always were.
Okay.
I don't even remember you being there for that, actually.
Oh, God. You made me do the summary.
Are you sure that was you?
Yeah, I was high as a kite.
Well, then how do you remember it?
I don't know, actually.
Because it's been recorded, you can listen to it later.
Yeah. He doesn't have an actual memory of it, he just remembers listening to it.
But Ken has gone on record as saying he hasn't listened to shows that he was on. Although I guess if he doesn't remember he was on the show, he would at least start to listen to it. Then he'd be like, wait, when did I do this?
Yeah. Sometimes I have to do that now.
When did you get here?
Who are all you people?
Okay, yeah, so magnetic nickels, never mind.
And how the fuck do they work?
A wizard, dude!
Congratulations, Paladin, that's going to be your ruin the joke for this week.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. All right, so Shinpei's taking out a bunch of baskets to try and drum up business for the old guy.
Not before he fists an octopus.
Please buy my sweet chocolate balls.
Well, the fisting the octopus came, you know, in the course of going out trying to drum up business.
But it's the most notable aspect of it.
Oh,
it's
absolutely
the only interesting thing Shinpei will ever do.
Yeah, because Shinpei just balled up his fist and stuffed it right in the octopus's hole.
And then you owe me a dollar!
The octopus was shocked at first.
That's too
the octopus is a whore anyway. He's selling his balls.
It's like 200 yen. That's like $3.
Yeah.
Yeah, the octopus was a little bit shocked at first, but after that, he seemed to be enjoying it.
You just have to relax.
So he's basically going around town selling $3 little Debbies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
except
and that's.
They're less nasty.
And that's except why.
They're made of beans.
And that's why Twinkies didn't go bankrupt in Japan.
Well, plus they survived the nuclear fallout.
Well, yeah.
The zombie apocalypse.
Even roaches are like, no.
Eating that shit.
Well, roaches only want food, so.
Yeah.
However, I will say the Hostess fruit pies are pretty good for saving Marvel superheroes.
Not anymore. Marvel heroes are
take a certain zeal. Wait a second. Ken might be secretly a Marvel villain.
Mm.
No, I think Ken would be more of a DC villain.
Ew.
Wow.
Oh, so it'd be an evil version of the hero?
Yeah.
Obsessed with rape?
Venom was totally a DC villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's take Spider-Man and make him evil.
Okay.
You know, a tangent, but I actually like Venom more now, what they're doing with Flash Thompson, than the old Eddie Brock stuff.
Yeah, blah blah. Wait, fanboy Flash versus Thompson
is now Venom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Think about that for a minute. And I suddenly realize that's what they might do with Amazing Spider-Man 2.
But I liked, well, I mean, anything gives us more of that Flash Thompson is fine with me, but I like Matt Gargan as Venom. He was
he was more interesting than Brock, certainly.
Yeah.
Bloody Brock's
but they
terrible.
Made him Scorpion again, so they had to do something with the symbiote.
Right.
I hate comic books. Except the IDW Transformers stuff. That's good.
Well, of course.
But if you'd like to know more about comic books,
watch
then don't
do not listen to Fanboy Versus, because
just
they suck.
Wizard.
Anyway, what? And then the rest of Wizard happened, and it was awful. And the predictable thing happened, and then it was done.
Oh, and there was Hurricane Dragon. And...
Right.
And it blew almost as much as your mom.
Blow, 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 blow!
Yes! In fact, that's literally what happened. And he, you know, used Thundershock.
It was super effective.
Except then Shunpei became a hostage because he sucks.
Usually that kind of attack is only reserved for vanquishing the Black Star Dragons.
Wow, Dragon Ball GT reference? No.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Look,
that worse than anything else we've done?
It's
look,
Dragon
on this show, we I stick to Dragon Ball... No, we stick to Dragon Ball abridged references on this show.
Yeah, right.
Don't be bringing that GT shit in here.
Hey, they could make GT watchable in like 5 or 10 years whenever they finally get to it.
5 or 10 years.
Yeah.
So this episode was like filler, but it was filler made of red bean paste.
Kind of got gas afterwards.
This episode was kind of like the splash of dog shit that mysteriously ends up on someone's back.
Yeah, and then you licked it off because you thought it was chocolate, but then it wasn't.
Well, no, Ken would be the one licking it off because he's the one who's high right now.
Right.
I ain't that high.
Oh, look, there's bean paste on your back.
Look at it like this.
Oh, that's not bean paste, it's dog shit.
I wouldn't be talking otherwise, so...
No, it's just bean paste.
No, it is bean paste. Okay.
And next week, Wizard gets tentacle raped by Medusa.
Yay!
That's slightly more interesting than anything this week.
I'm sure that fan art already existed anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
God.
That was kind of a knowing
shit,
yes, wasn't
you know,
it?
Like, it was, yeah.
He hasn't just seen it.
It's
He's
my
gone.
Desktop night
this
now.
This is definitely the weakest episode in the show so far.
Really? Yeah, I was like, oh.
Although that's only out of 11, so it's not that bad.
It's a Shunpei episode. Of course it's going
to
be weak.
It's like Shunpei just kind of is taking up space. He's not doing anything. Then they try to make him do something, and then, well...
I mean,
can he go back to just be in there?
Except then they remember he can't actually f***ing do anything.
Yeah.
And they start questioning, why do we write this character into the show?
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, Rinko makes...
His Haruto needed someone else to touch his crutch.
Wait till he becomes Beast, though. I mean, that's then it's really...
No, I don't think that. No, I will fit
not happening. He's already in the series.
Yeah, Shunpei is just going to have to run the Power Dizer.
Yeah, Beast is totally going to be AG, right?
Yeah.
Stupidest rumor.
What? Seriously, that's a rumor?
Yeah.
Yes.
God.
It's a rumor.
People
from
are really that stupid.
Chocolate houses.
Yeah, because they're going to make the writer from 2 years ago into the secondary writer.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Not sense at all.
Maybe in like, you know, 8 years or something. And they decided to bring back an older guy. Maybe that I could see that then. But
no, no, see what it's going to be is what
Sentai reuses actors for new characters.
Yeah.
When they do, you know, the next decade-style series for the next 10th anniversary, AG will be the Kuga of that series.
How would you tell the difference between
exactly,
the useless version?
Exactly!
The only difference is someone will stick a sword up his ass.
God.
Well, it's not like AG was using those swords anyway.
So they'll stick multiple swords up his ass.
But you gotta give it to Wizard. He actually uses his weapon often.
Yeah. Yes, they actually know how to advertise their toys.
Amazing, isn't it?
Well, I mean, Double advertised its toys really well, too. It was just O's that kind of sucked at that.
Yeah. Like, let's give him a motorcycle. Okay, forget the motorcycle for 20 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they just gave him a figure arts vending machine.
That's really telling, too. Like, this is the most prominent thing he has.
Especially since the same motorcycle's used by the Burst.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so...
I don't care.
Okay, Busters.
Ready?
Ready?
It's time for Buster!
Go for it, Mickey.
Oh, okay.
Well, you enjoyed this episode, so you ought to do it.
Okay, give me a second here, because I'm going to fight with the f***ing HD encode, which my computer does not handle well.
I actually enjoyed it this week, too. I was surprised.
Yeah, it was a good episode.
Well, it was starring the best character.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which shows they should have started focusing on him 20 episodes ago. Yeah.
And hey, what do you know? What do you know?
Still
plot.
Too late to get a figure.
opens up with the command crew saying, you know what? Hyperspace is still kind of screwy. Maybe we should look into getting Misato out of there sometime before he dies.
Again, think about this 10 episodes ago.
Yeah.
And then, well, he hasn't been there. They kind of forgot about him.
Yeah.
If the inbox had said it, they'd be on it right now.
So we cut out to Jay out in the middle of the forest, broadcasting his report. I've discovered new bugs.
Yeah, that was kind of a shock.
I found bugs. They're fascinating. And Masato's like, what the f***?
I don't even want your damn reports.
You'd think
this is what Jay's actions make sense, because I've given you a report on my situation. Now you give me a report on your situation. Which actually makes a lot of sense of he's trying to figure out what the hell is going on with him. Mm-hmm. It's a very clever kind of way for him to
Jay
his character to show that he cares.
Yeah, Jay is surprisingly introspective in this episode in a way that actually works.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course he's going to be introspective. He's an egotist.
Well, I know that, but for somebody who's gotten no character development at all.
Yeah, and it did it in a way that still that doesn't break character for him either.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah.
So we cut over to Escape, resurrecting another dead monster.
Because GoBusters has not had enough of those.
And so she resurrects the wuss radar dish monster, and he's even wussier than before.
That's awesome.
Well, it's the rule.
Resurrected monsters are weaker.
Yeah, true.
And a Megazord drops out of the sky.
Because we need to get the requisite mecha battle out of the way for the toys.
No, you were right the first time. Get the toy commercial out there.
Yeah.
Yes.
These are still for sale.
Because nobody wants to buy them.
And the Megazord is just carrying, like, a sniper rifle because that makes so much sense to go with the radar dish.
Uh-huh. Well, actually, Lio seems to be selling pretty well still, so...
Well, and dying... Lio's actually the thing that knocked Ace off
the
top 10 list.
So Ace is probably still doing decently.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Lio has a combination that doesn't suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that moves a lot of toys when they don't suck.
Yeah. We're not piss-poor pieces of shit.
Well, the new Metaroid, its ability is to track down Messiah cards. And so he starts spinning his dish, and, oh, there's a card right over here. Like, no, you're stupid, that's just enter.
Or is he stupid?
Holy crap, it's plot development! What the hell?
Yes, enter winks, and dun-dun-dun, he has a card inside him.
In his eye, I guess.
And Escape, bless her heart. I saw you throw all the cards away. And Enter's like, did you even count them when I threw them? Are you stupid?
Well, and of course you threw all the ones away that he threw away.
See, this feels much more like an enter move than what he's been doing for like the last 10 episodes.
Yeah.
It reminds us how much better the show would be if they actually let enter be enter.
Yeah.
What strikes us for me is that the writing staff has sort of got back on their feet and learned to adapt to the paradigm shift.
Hopefully.
That's what I feel like. Characters feel more like themselves all of a sudden. Stuff seems less retarded.
Yeah,
well, yeah, I noticed that too.
I mean, it'll go towards the end of the episode, but there's some moments with characters that are not like Jin and Jay. And I was like, oh, they actually brought stuff up.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that.
Whether or not it's stuff that lasts remains to be seen.
Yeah.
So the Zords make quick work of the Megazord, and they Kamehameha into oblivion.
Well, that's okay.
Oh, they'll just wish it back.
Meanwhile, the Metaroid finds the Messiah card and merges with it, which has some alarming result. it sounds exactly like Messiah now. And it basically kills a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm...
Are they really... Holy shit!
I'm sure that cruise ship and that airplane were, you know, empty.
Yeah, sure.
The airplane was the one that's the worst, man, because it was like... First of all, the GoBusters were, like, shooting at the plane.
they have good shot. They're, you know, good aim.
Yeah,
autopilot, right?
Imagine you're on the plane, like, it's okay, we're flying back to America. Oh, look, it's the Sentai team. Those people are pretty... Why are they shooting at our plane? Oh my god, why am I digit...
No. No, it's okay. I can see their parachutes.
And then the sisters don't even like hardly blink. They're like, "Well, damn, we didn't shoot the little thing down." Like, there's a plane gone. They even contemplate like getting them back or what happened to those people or all of that shit.
Never mentioned again.
They're just gone.
I know this is something you don't want to compare it to, but like towards the end of O's when Gamel was going around just like turning everybody into metals.
Yeah.
Like getting them citizens left and right.
God.
Murdering them everywhere.
Wait, holy crap.
In that case, it was extra bad because then like Goto ended up like scooping up some of the people's metals that
you're not using these anymore. I might as well.
So it's not quite as bad as those. But
well,
still.
So
it's close.
Are basically philosopher's stones.
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Other times it might just be somebody's old car.
I just couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, they're just not. I was like, they can do the plane. They can't. Holy crap!
Yeah, so okay, after the Metaroid kills several hundred people, it's just like, well, we should take this guy out. But no. In steps Jay to defend the Metaroid.
Why does he have jets on his arms? That's what I can't figure out either.
Because otherwise, how would they fly and, you know.
The Metaroid, right. Yeah. Why does Jay have jets on his arms?
No, it's like, why does the Metaroid have jets on his arm?
Because they had handy and they needed to reuse the suit for this week's Metaroid.
I like to think of them as space age guitars.
Oh.
Well, it's quickly revealed that the reason why Jay saved the Metaroid is because he wants that damn card for himself. So,
collect them all.
I will collect them all.
I have that charge.
Keep in mind, this is a master plan coming from the guy who talks to bananas.
Only because he was instructed to.
Right. He did what he was told.
But then he does show hesitation. He's like, he can't even punch the thing.
Meanwhile, Escape and Enter look on, and Escape's first response is, I want to shoot it!
Your escape impersonation is so on the money.
Yeah.
I know, isn't it?
Freaking.
And Enter's like, no, hold on a sec. This
No, he's all, none.
None.
He gets a feeling like... Like when Escape was first introduced, I thought it might be an interesting concept to have somebody as, you know, kind of opposite of Enter. But then she's become such, you know, just a boring, terrible character. I think the writers have realized this.
Well, no, that's because she is the opposite of Ender, because Ender was all awesome and shit, yeah, and Escape is not.
But it's like the writers realize she's such a horrible character, so they just keep talking down to her left and right now.
Yeah,
well,
fun.
I mean, you know, female character in Japan, what do you expect them to do?
Yeah.
Heck, well, it's just
serve coffee.
It's not really a female character thing. It's more like just Escape in general.
Yeah, but yeah.
It was an interesting idea.
She's
that
a female villain that isn't played by Machiko Soda.
It's not played by a porn actress yet.
It's a completely failed character concept.
There will be porn movies.
She should be raped by a gang.
Well, anyway, don't be shooting this shit, but this ain't going to fly here, because I can't have a card put in a Metroid, because that's pointless. I'm not gonna
Even he realizes it.
Even though that Metroid's actually, like, accomplishing stuff with that card in it.
It is, but it's not accomplishing
anything. Obviously, they can't have that. They have another 9 weeks to get through.
Yeah.
Inter is trying to learn things. The dumb way, but still, he wants to learn new things.
Well, he's in a hurry, and, you know, it takes time to, like, read books and stuff.
The Wikipedia takes up a lot of time.
And TV tropes is even worse.
Well, you know, it used to be easy, because Wikipedia was in the intro, now it's not.
Geeks can slow down by all the begging for money on the Wikipedia.
Hmm.
Oh, God.
Well, the GoBusters catch up with Jay fighting the Metroid.
We're getting his ass kicked by it.
They threaten to kill the Metroid unless Jay explains what the hell is going on. And so Jay lays it all out for him. The deal is that when everybody got assimilated, Masato only got half assimilated. And so that's why half of him is outside in hyperspace, the other half is in Messiah's program, hard drive, core shit, thing, stuff.
He's in Messiah.
So this Messiah's particular job. Card has the other half of Masato's data, and he can't come back to the real world without it. And oh shit, I said that out loud, not everyone knows.
No, oh shit, you said that out loud.
Yeah, you're using the wrong emphasis, Mickey.
Well, regardless, now the Metroid knows, and now Inter knows, and now everybody knows.
Yeah, pretty much everybody, yeah.
Whoops.
Way to go, Jay.
That's a pretty big weakness he just handed over to the villains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like...
So, of course, Center's like, okay, f*** this shit. I'm taking that card. Thank you for the gift.
Yes, Although so it's morphing time for Inter, finally.
Well, not before Jay threatens to kill Jin.
Well, that's right, yeah. So Jin comes back, and like Jay's like, I will kill you to protect you.
No, it's not technically a terrible idea, because it would just send him back.
Yeah.
Except he's on his last life, it looks like.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he's not doing well.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Well, but if Masato is dead, then his life's not in danger anymore, so it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
But in that scene, there was some good...
Robot logic.
Good lines from Jay that actually did show some character depth, which was surprising.
And all without a drink in him.
Yeah, when Jay starts going on about wanting to finally see Winter for the first time that he's heard so much about. That's a really cool thing. That's what he's about, is experiencing things for the first time. That's why he spaces out all the time.
Like, why couldn't we have more of that before now?
Yeah, because, I mean, the other Buddy Roids have been around for 13, 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
But Jay is pretty much brand new.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I kind of like that he's been sort of a space kid the whole time, where you're just now finding out why.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, there's really no reason for him to explain what he's doing.
No.
He doesn't have to explain anything.
Yeah. That's true.
He knows exactly why he's doing that.
It was almost a sweet moment for him to just show his humanity for the first time.
So to speak.
Since he's not human.
But I really did like that.
But it's morphin' time for Inter. And he changes into his rubber suit monster.
Yay.
Who fantastically is wearing a scarf.
There is
I love that.
And he's still got the glasses.
And he has his name written on his forehead. Yeah.
And he has a ponytail made of chains.
It's not the worst rubber suit monster.
Well, he knows how to accessorize, which is very Inter.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's not a complete waste, I guess.
Like a half cape.
Yeah, and they do some really cool wire foo effects with him.
Yeah, he like flies and shit. That was awesome.
Yeah, but when he first initiates the bottle, he just sort of jumps towards them and he just sort of glides straight across the ground, which looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And something Genter would do it, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he fights with a lot of style. So it's kind of like he's the opposite of Escape. Escape's monster form was dumb. Enter's is kind of awesome.
It's at least not horrible.
I don't know whether they're going to be human, but if he's going to be a monster...
It shows which one of them actually has a point in the show.
They did it well, I think.
Yeah, and with him, it's really a way that, okay, we can do some really entry stunts with him with the actual stunt actor.
Yeah. It's without having to awkwardly block the shots.
And he'll probably be the final boss or somewhere close to it anyway, so...
Yeah.
Well, sort of. Not quite.
Until he turns red and gets three times as fast.
Making him a rubber monster was a bad kind of forced idea, but they've taken it, sort of ran with it, and made it work.
They've made the best of a bad situation.
Yes, yes. And that's what Enter does when he thrusts his fist into the monster and yanks out that card.
That's one way to get things done.
It's better with an octopus.
Like, hey, I have a trump card now. Thanks.
Somehow it's not as impressive when Enter, you know, fists the Metroid as it was when Shunpei fisted the octopus.
it's
think,
not quite the same.
That's the theme, fisting.
I think there must just be something more inherently awesome about, you know, fisting an octopus.
But how many times are you going to see that, you know?
Didn't you have a Metroid who doesn't have his upgrade when Enter leaves?
I love the Metroid's response to it. He's like, I don't suppose you would just want to give up then, would you?
They mercilessly beat his ass into the ground. It's horrible.
I particularly love the kill shot they set up. The angle of them firing lasers and
Gaki Ranger
doing the dash.
Okay, Nick.
It's a nice angle they captured all that from.
It just shows how many times he's being hit at once.
They still do fights well, even though the story's kind of shit.
Well, they certainly did this week, anyway.
Yeah, but this is like the first episode in a long time where I felt like it's been the GoBusters that I loved.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a good episode. Absolutely.
Yeah, it did.
And then the next part, I was talking about how actually bringing up stuff that they've been kind of ignoring, was where Yoko asks, if Jin is in those cards, what about our parents? Which only brings me to ask the next question is, maybe you already killed your parents again. she's already taken out half the cards.
Well, Masato does kind of avoid going directly to that point.
Yeah.
I'm just like partially in there, but they're like a person, a whole person. That's a lot of debt. Yeah, it's not.
You might have already murdered them a second time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Masato is basically like, okay, look, it's really just my dick in the cards, and I'm not really willing to come back without that.
Let's be real. By the end of the series, that's probably how it'll end up being played out, is that they'll come back through the cards.
Oh, let's hope not. It's just...
You know, while Yoko is puzzling through, like, well, maybe our parents in the cards. You know that Hiromu and Ryuji are like, oh shit, we've killed half the cards already. You realize it when she said that.
You can see it in their faces.
Yeah.
Just see, oh shit, Yoko figured out something first again.
And next week looks weird.
Pink Buster.
Uh-huh. So
which is not anything what it sounds like.
No. Now we're back to filler episodes.
Buster Hyman?
Now, here's the question. Will it...
Somewhere there's a porn movie with that name.
If this is even close to being a Bari Pig, it's going to be awesome. What?
Did you say Abari Pig?
Pig?
That's what it was.
Don't you remember the Gokaiger episode?
I thought it was pink.
It's both.
Yes, it was. It looked like a pig.
Our animal is a pig.
Okay, I missed that then.
How could you miss that? It oinked when she morphed.
Wow, Paladin sounds really angry over that.
Man, it's like, dude.
Back.
Jeez.
Yeah, scared. Paladin's really passionate about his pig cosplay.
Yeah.
And hey,
now we know what's on his computer.
Now we're getting trailers for GoBusters versus Gokaiger. And in the preview, it shows all of the mecha with giant ranger keys.
But I think we need to take a break, and we'll be back with Power Playback.
You're listening to Superhero Time.
Tense Cafe, hey, Escondido. We make it the way it should be. When you're in the mood for real Mexican food, Tense Cafe, Escondido will happen to you. Real Mexican food made the way it should be. Tense Cafe, hey, Escondido. We make it the way it should be.
Superhero Time.
And how the f*** do they work?
Ruining jokes for everyone. You're listening to Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
Galactic Warriors, Gingaman.
So this week, per Ken's suggestion, we did Gingaman versus Mega Ranger.
Well, it's more like I said I watched it, and he's like, okay, let's watch that.
Like I said, per Ken's suggestion.
Sure.
His hypnotic suggestion.
Sure.
So, Ken, why don't you tell us about that?
Shocking.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, no.
Oh, bite me.
So this is going to take, like, the whole time to watch it. That's weird.
No, except, I don't have that much.
We are another 3 hours.
Except Ken is on drugs right now, so it'll be more fun.
Okay, so this is after Gingaman has ended, and after Mech Ranger as well. Basically, everything's at peace, and the Gingaman are just hanging out in their forest, chilling.
Eating natural herbs and herb supplements.
Yeah, basically, they like they just live out in the forest. No electricity, no
plumbing,
running water. Basically, they're the Amish Rangers.
Backward Sentai Amish Rangers.
They're chilling with their talking tree and little acorn dude.
And thankfully, that little acorn dude has.
It's the Deku tree.
Why is there a Pokemon in this?
Mercifully, he has very little screen time in this special. But anyway,
they had their pet kid along too.
The city's being attacked. And he also has mercifully little screen time.
Because they didn't learn from, like, you know, it's like, this is the thing they learned about. Like, no, you can't just abduct a kid off the street.
The series, of course, the kid was just lived at the place that they were crashing at. But so now it seems that they've just moved him out with the tree.
He goes, what's his face, that kid from Ghostager?
Meanwhile, in a house somewhere in Japan, there's like a man and a woman, and she's like knitting and he's reading a newspaper, like, seem quiet around here.
And you know, little acorn thing just kind of reminds me too of the beetle gnome from Bee Fighter.
No, don't mention that thing. Jesus.
What, you mean Bee Fighter?
Well, look, how many times do I get the chance to say beetle gnome?
You mean unerotically?
See what happens when JD's on the show?
City is being attacked by Burning Godzilla, or a reasonable facsimile.
No, but we're talking about erotic beetle gnomes.
I'm trying to move through this. Gingaman don't have their Star Beasts because they're in space. And so they try to do the next best thing and attack it with
Kamehameha!
Yeah, basically. Which does absolutely nothing. But they are attacked in turn by the dreaded space pirate Gregory.
So, shouldn't they be able to end the fight in like 5 minutes if they hit him in the head with a mallet?
I wish.
Yes. Oh, Japan, English names. It's not very intimidating. Anyway, Greg kicks the shit out of them until they are Until they're saved.
You killed my brother Jeff!
He
hangs out with Kamen Rider Steve.
Ginga Rhinos and Ginga Phoenix arrive, or these Stratoforce and Centaurus Megazords, and just like in Lost Galaxy, they are absolutely useless.
Oh, nope, they do more than Ginga Bitus.
Yeah. That sounds like a gum disease.
It does.
Well, you know, sharks have a lot of teeth, so there probably was relation between the name. And
it's a whale in this version.
But anyway,
look, shut
like
up.
Galaxy, the two of them get destroyed unceremoniously, and nobody gives a shit.
No, they're
not
fine.
They destroyed because they were still selling the toys at this time.
They're fine. It's just a flesh wound.
When this came out,
we can see their parachutes.
When this came out, Ginga Man was over. GoGo 5 was already airing.
Yeah, so they weren't selling this toy. Yeah, because they didn't. They used to release the versus specials after the series.
Well, they still.
Well, yeah, but it used to premiere. They used to premiere after the series.
After both series.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the video releases have been haven't changed when they're released.
That's
at
what
all.
I mean. Yeah. They only started, like, the versus specials being towards the end of the series when they started doing them in theaters in January.
But anyway.
Yes.
Power anyway, Chamber, basement.
And then the Ginga Man gets saved by Mega Red.
Who is unemployed.
Yes.
But he has plenty of business cards.
He's Japanese.
And now you know why he went back to the school in Gokaiger.
Who else would take him?
Exactly. But yes, Greg has a assistant in the form of what appears to be Dr. Hinalar's assistant from Mega Ranger, except in a different colored outfit. Of course, it's not her, it's just another one that looks exactly like her.
Because there weren't any porn movies being made that week.
Effectively, yes. That also explains another person later in the movie.
Well, yeah.
So anyway, Kenta is very impressed with the giant talking oak tree slash not Zordon.
Which he apparently doesn't notice at first. How blind is he?
It's
Kenta. There's a reason that he's not the leader of Mega Ranger despite being red.
Yeah.
So they realize that there's some barrier going on around the world, and they go to check it out. Only when they go to the university campus, the Ginga Man sort of stick out like a sore thumb.
Maybe because they're Fantasy Star Online characters.
They're pretty ballin'. I don't know.
Kenta promptly steals some clothes from some other coeds, and he steals Ryoma's clothes.
Yes.
Just because he wanted to wear them. Which is a little creepy.
Well, they are awesome, and he is Kenta.
Yes. They find Chisato, Mega Yellow, in the computer lab, who rightfully calls him a dumbass.
But, I really like Ginga Blue's outfit and how terrifically 90s it is. He's all ready to try out for New Edition.
So Chisato needs to steal Ryoma's Ginga Brace so that way she can figure out how to break the barrier. And so they head out, only to have Ginga Brace promptly stolen by a woman in red. At the moment, they're out the door.
Way to go, Ginga Man.
These old versus movies move a lot faster. They chase her into the woods, and then get sideswiped by Greg, and the woman appears to be Hizumina, I think it is.
Yeah.
Who Kenta mistakes for What's-Her-Face from Mega Ranger. Yeah. And then they promptly cut Ryoma to bits.
Oops.
Well, thankfully there's another red there, so they still have a kind of a full color assortment when the others transform.
Because that's important.
Yeah.
Always carry a spare.
Toy sales.
They do. They still have a Red Ranger.
Well, none of these toys were being sold anymore.
Shut up, Fort Max.
So all of Ginga Man's generals are back, including the porn actress, most importantly.
Though the barrel guy isn't back yet, or doesn't come back at all, even.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's Deviot?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Well, most of them, anyway. They had a lot of generals in Ginga Man. So much, they barely used some of them in Lost Galaxy.
They barely used anything from Gingaman to Lost Galaxy translation.
Well, except its plot half the time.
Sort of. Kind of.
The part where Gingaman went into space?
Well, there were episodes of Gingaman that Lost Galaxy, like, adapted line for line, almost.
Huh. Like the rescue mission?
No. But I'm talking like episodes, say, with Kai's crush, or half, pretty much the entire Magnum Defender plot. Only you replace Zehab with Scorpius. But moving on, Ryoma is stuck in a hospital room.
After being saved by the Magna Defender.
Ah, yes. Because he was just chilling somewhere else, I guess.
Being completely...
Another guy who needs a figure ward, by the way.
Well, that's kind of like what 96 Rangers do. They just are not there when you need them half the time.
Or they just outright suck.
Or they're just not there. But yeah, he saved them, and then to get the bad guys to back down, he threatened to stomp on them with Gotaurus.
Sounds like a plan.
Use of might.
I like it.
Step on you.
Yeah, because not many Rangers are going to threaten you. It's like, I'm going to step on you with my Megazord. Okay? But yes, the other Mega Rangers arrive, and they set out to find where the Ginga Price is being activated in the ocean. And
everybody on the boat!
Yeah.
To the Mega Yacht! Why do they have a f***ing pleasure yacht?
Actually, I believe that was left over from Car Ranger versus Mega Man. Mega Ranger.
Mega Man?
I would watch
Although,
that.
Amazing.
Wow. Yes.
Okay, we need to get on
some traffic safety.
We need to get on that right now.
You had
that Car Ranger. So, Greg used the Ginga Brace to resurrect Captain Zehab while one porn actress stabs the other porn actress in the back.
Captain
Mutiny is still a better name.
I imagine that porn actress thing tends to happen in real life, too.
Yeah. But yeah, the other Mega Rangers are there with, I like how Koichiro says, like, you know, you can't do this without your actual leader here. God, like, I'd leave it to Kenta.
Yeah, that's been going swimmingly so far.
No shit.
Maybe they should have got Mega Man.
Yes, but anyway, Kenta stays behind because Ryoma is trying to hobble off by himself. And the other's like, dude, where the f*** are you? Like, go ahead without me. So he's taking the injured, bleeding Ginga Red on a motorcycle ride. Because that's going to help him reach the island.
Well, they can't reach the island on horses, obviously.
Yeah. I like to try, though. Mega Pink makes a doofus of herself on the boat, just to prove that she's still a doofus. Meanwhile, both Reds go flying off a cliff.
Now, this is the worst helmets ever. Because as soon as they go off the cliff, the helmets go flying off. Like, that's not good for safety at all.
Well, keep in mind,
this isn't a Car Ranger special.
And apparently,
about traffic safety.
Apparently, the Mega Rangers didn't really learn much from the Car Rangers when they met either.
Well, I mean, you're wearing those helmets completely wrong.
Well, here's the thing.
Kenta didn't.
Well, yeah.
Kenta's an idiot, so he didn't have his fast right. And Ryoma doesn't know any better, so he didn't have his on right either.
Oh my god.
Christ, Kenta has a license to drive that thing. Probably doesn't.
I'm guessing they stole it.
So, you know, Kenta's like, dude, let me go. I need to do something. He's like, Ryoma's like, are you f***ing crazy? So then eventually they fall into the drink as Kenta hits something on his brace. Meanwhile, rest of the teams get on the island and fight a bunch of swabbies, because I don't know what the f*** we're calling Ginga Man.
It doesn't matter. Swabbies is just good.
Yeah. And then see Zehab and Greg trying to resurrect something. So they all transform and then get the shit shot out of them. That turned out so well.
Yeah, I like that one of the Ginga Man generals just carries a revolver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, you can see why we never saw Sentai footage of Villamax in Galaxy.
Well, besides the fact that he was with the wrong boss.
Well, yes, that's true also.
That's kind of important.
Yeah. Anyway, Kinta and Ryoma fly in on the Galaxy Glider. Or what was it, Cyber Slider?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then knock
the Sky Surfer their way on into the scene.
Yes. Steal the Ginga Brace back, and then the Reds transform. So you get Roll Call, and then big fight with pretty much half the monsters from Ginga Man being resurrected.
At only half their strength, of course.
If even that, because they don't fare much better than the Swabbies did.
Because they just had some suits to use up.
They're like shooting them with like the non-powered up weapons and like,
rules. Light and Mega Yellow, like doing the back-to-back shoot and just like strafing like a dozen of them each.
Mm-hmm. Holy crap!
Well, when you use the Phoenix down, you come back at 1 HP, so...
And sadly, there is no Mega Silver being better than everyone else.
Well, it's like Mega Silver only barely showed up in Mega versus Car, too. He only showed up at like the very end in the Mega fight.
Well, that, like, by that time, that was his...
And he's like, no.
That's kind of Mega Silver in general, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, remember the last half of Power Rangers in Space? That was the only time Zane showed up, too.
Yeah, I know.
He wouldn't be anywhere else in the episode, but when it was time for the Megazord fight, here he comes flying in, douching the whole thing up.
Except when he had that stupid car thing.
Hey guys, I'm here with my fabulous hair.
King and Man go off to fight their general enemies, while the Mega Rangers get distracted by the injured Hizumina. And they fight, she kicks the shit out of most of them, until Kinta stabs her straight through with his drill saber.
Wait, before he does that, though, she uses her superpower of evil breath.
Yeah.
Again,
she burps on them till they die.
Eight onions.
But yeah, that is a violent death.
Yeah.
I remember, when I was a kid, like, 99 was when I saw this for the first time. And with, you know, it's like VHS quality with yellow subtitles and all that fun stuff.
Well, and that's what it was released on.
Oh, I know. That's the first Sentai I saw. And I saw that, and I was like, damn, this is not Power Rangers.
Well, she's a robot, though. I mean,
yeah,
that's
okay. I didn't know that then.
She got her intestines all kinds of spun up. Like a fork twirling through spaghetti.
She's like an aliens, you know, like android with like the white goo inside.
Yeah. Awesome. But she blows up, and then Not Godzilla comes back. So the Mega Rangers summon the Galaxy Mega.
The dinosaur with the castle on his back.
Yes, Not Godzilla.
In the third color of that costume so far.
And Black Knight calls upon Gotaurus, and Greg grows to giant size.
I love the whole point in this, back up a little bit, though, is where they say, oh, it's that dude's castle that's creating the Earth Shield. You gotta blow it up.
Yeah,
and he's like, no, you ain't f***ing up my house.
Well, okay, and then there's the other part of that, too, which is how Inet has sent their Earth-enhancing device, which is this magically levitating satellite 50 feet off the ground.
Shoot satellite, and it'll blow up the dude's house. And the dude's like, man, I've only got like 4 payments left.
All of my stuff is in there. Seriously, like all of it.
But there is a part I like here is that how it mixes it up. It's like it's just Galaxy Mega and Gotaurus fighting while the Ginga Man are still kind of stuck on the ground. So they summon the Light of Orion.
Meanwhile, the Galacta Beast are still like bouncing off the first.
So they summon the Light of Orion, kill all the resurrected monsters, including the main villain of the entire series. Again.
Well, he's resurrected. He's going to be weaker.
Yes, of course.
But Fort Max, I thought that rule.
Light of Orion are the worst power up form.
Well, no, second worst.
Well, keep in mind, this is like early in super forms.
It's the Lights of Orion were only the second one. The first one was, the third.
You count, well,
the point is, though, if they get armored, glove, and boot cuffs, that makes them stronger.
Are you counting the Mega Ranger one from the Versus movie?
Mega Ranger one's the second. The first is Five-Man.
Five-Man had an upgrade?
Yes.
Oh, I did not. I had not.
And it's actually kind of GoBusters-esque.
Huh. What?
Well, I guess I'll see that when Grown-Ups and Phoenix gets that far.
Sports bra?
Lots of Orion does not look like a power-up form at all. Just let them just put on fancy cuffs.
Yeah,
like, oh, I've got an arm claw. Woohoo!
Yeah. Yeah,
they probably spent all their budget on the horses.
So yeah, they end up summoning the Galactic Beasts, Star Beasts, whatever.
Yeah, because they open the sliding glass door over the planet and they stop bouncing off.
They form Gengaio, give it its...
They learn the code to the shield. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I never would have guessed that!
You know, I like elements of Ginga Man, but god, that is like the worst mecha of the 90s.
I like Gengo.
Of course, when you add the Orion armor onto it, you can tell, okay, that stunt actor cannot move his arms at all.
Exactly.
Neither could the toy.
Well, I know that, Fort Max. It was a 90s Megazord. They were lucky if they could move the arms.
You'd probably kill someone with Gengo if you tried. That thing's a die-cast brick.
Yeah.
Mm.
So they make short work of Greg, not Godzilla. And that's it. Then they have a scene that was later recreated in the Time Force and Wild Force team up.
But they did it better.
For some reason. No, it had Princess Shayla singing. That was not better.
Well, if you put it on mute, it was okay.
No, it was not
better. That's the only approach for Princess Shayla.
If you have to mute it, then it was
and
not
Kenta
better.
Totally cheats at the race.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
He cut that
short,
corner.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He cheated.
Well, it's okay though, because those people are Amish. They don't know how races work.
Amish Rangers.
Oh.
So tonight they're gonna party like it's 1699.
Backwards Sentai Amish Ranger.
Best part I'll take out of this.
And then you know, Ryoma and Kenta are laying there in the grass together, having a moment. It's like you'll come back and visit, right?
Oh, Doc and that sucker boy.
But yeah, it's so weird. Like when you go,
you'll call me, right?
Totally.
When you go forward in time and look, it's like why?
Wait, forward in time? What? Up,
decide to just adapt this scene of all things because it is plainly and deliberately ripped straight from it. It
not
like the weirdest
really.
Thing. Well, it's very similar.
So yeah,
so
there
that
was
a thing that happened.
That happened in 99.
It was okay.
I like it.
It suffered from having a lot of Ginga Man in it.
Well, yeah. we should watch Mega Ranger versus Car Ranger sometime.
Now, another thing that I did like about the race is that Kenta starts off doing a Ginga Man run.
He's like,
well, yeah, a really bad Ginga Man run.
No, it was a Ginga Man run.
But worse?
What I'm saying is that the Ginga Man runs are kind of god-awful looking.
That's why they have horses, so they don't have to run.
Exactly.
So you think that dude from CSI is going to be back when they do the Lost Galaxy episode of
Archie Cal?
Mega Force.
Yeah. Have an actual career after Power Rangers?
That
yeah.
Well, Serena Vincent's breasts did get a career.
Oh, yes.
Who?
Was she yellow. Yellow cancer?
From Lost Galaxy.
No, that was
pink.
Yeah, the first one.
Serena Vincent was the new transfer student.
She was yellow in Lost Galaxy.
The Tarzan girl?
Yes.
Yeah.
She got cancer or she did porn?
Not really porn, just nudity.
The two aren't mutually exclusive, you know.
Where is this? How did I miss that?
I have no idea how you missed that.
Who has a link handy?
Although that may have been the year you were in the hospital. Come to
was
think
it
of
2000?
It. I think
it was
when
2001 that film came out.
I'm just saying, you might have been
just
a little...
go to Google and turn off safe search. You can find
and
it pretty
search
quickly.
For
I always have that off.
Vincent, not another teen movie.
Ah. I'll look that up.
I'm sure you will.
Just don't watch it.
In the comfort of my own...
Because it's not another teen movie, so you...
No, I just need the scene, really.
And according to Wikipedia, she says being nude throughout the entire movie made her feel much more comfortable with her body, and she has since become a nudist.
Wow, that's great.
Good for her.
That's good.
Good for us.
That's good for everybody. What is her name again? Serena what?
Vincent.
Vincent.
So, Starfish is next week?
Yes. Really?
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Awesome.
I'll need someone to prepare that for me because I have no clue how to run separate subs.
Okay, Fort Max, get on that for us.
I will.
Because
it's not only Starfish Hitler, but Starfish Hitler with Hong Kong bootleg subs.
Which just makes it better. Has the jump rope episode of Bioman gotten subbed yet?
That will be tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
Yay.
The week after next. Or was that Christmas?
No, we've got, including Starfish Hitler, we got 3 more episodes before the Christmas break.
Okay.
So the third episode will need to be our Christmas episode.
Yeah, so we're going to we'll do Starfish Hitler, then Bioman, and then something, and then the clip show.
I thought we were doing Go Ranger.
Yeah, Go Onger. That was the thing I couldn't think of.
Yeah.
Go Onger Christmas.
Yes. Go on Christmas.
I can think of worse ways to celebrate. I'll be doing worse ways to celebrate.
Yeah, you'll be with your family.
Maybe we should do the glitch that stole Christmas from Cyber Squad at some point.
Well, I figured we would do that sometime after the DVDs come out.
Yeah.
Because it'll be easier to get the episodes to watch.
We'll do it next Christmas.
Because I don't...
Assuming they're out by then.
I don't... Aren't they supposed to come out in March?
A lot of things are supposed to happen, but don't.
I think...
Technoman.
Yeah.
Technoman Blade. Actually, it's back on the release schedule.
It won't last.
For now.
Keep telling yourself that. You sounded so enthusiastic there for a second, but then reality set in.
Yeah. Okay, so Fort Max, I'm curious. You know, we talked about this earlier in the month. You went to your grandmother's in Tulsa for Thanksgiving. What route did you end up taking?
75.
You could have done better.
Yes, baby. Come on. Let it out. I know you want
to. Could have done better. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Here's the question, Fort Max. How long did the trip take you?
I don't know. I was watching Power Ranger DVDs.
Wow.
This is honest.
Don't you get carsick like that, though?
I think it's just great to imagine Fort Max in the back of a Dodge Caravan watching Power Rangers DVDs.
God.
Toyota Sienna.
That's even better.
It's like...
Yeah, they can put in a booster seat for you, right?
It's like... you have a flashback. You have a flashback to, like, 2001 and then flash forward to, like, 2012 and it's the same thing. It's just... Not even a different shirt.
2001 would have been in the 92 Previa.
Your mom turns around to offer you some graham crackers in a juice box.
and then in the past, it's the same thing.
Man, I could murder a juice box right now. Juicy juice, man. That was great stuff.
Juicy juice was f***ing amazing.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I missed, though, is Ecto Cooler.
Oh, I saw a thing how to, like, reproduce that somewhere.
Well, yeah,
there's recipes for make your own Ecto Cooler now.
Yeah, it's actually really simple. You take, like, Tang or orange juice, and you add green food coloring, and you're done.
Oh, it was a little more complicated than that, but no, okay.
I missed Dr. Slice.
I don't remember that.
It's like a mix between Dr. Pepper and, like, a fruit punch.
That sounds vile.
It does.
Well, it tasted great. I haven't been able to replicate it.
I mean, the way I'm taking it is that you're saying it was a mix between cola and a fruit punch, which just sounds like a complete mismatch.
Okay, well, have you had a cherry Coke before?
Yeah. But that's not a fruit punch.
That proves that fruit and cola can go together.
But not a fruit punch. I mean, cherry flavor with cola works because of what a cherry tastes like, but when you mix in, you know, orange and mango and strawberry and whatever other shit.
You've never had a grape drink or orange drink?
Or a grape drink.
I hate grape soda.
You never had red pop? Oh.
But the point is mixing it with cola.
You're talking...
That's what we're talking about.
I think it's the same thing, but okay.
You know.
I'm with Mickey.
Well, I mean, you realize cola has a distinct flavor. It's not just brown carbonated water.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's caramel flavored.
You know, it's not just a splash of brown stuff on someone's back.
I always thought it was cocaine flavored, but...
It is. That's why people keep drinking it.
Well, I drink it for the delicious cherry flavor. Mmm, cherry RC.
I'm drinking cherry diet Dr. Pepper right now.
Then why even bother?
Why do I hear wheezing noises?
I think it's Paladin.
Not this time.
He needs his pills.
Take your pills, Grandpa!
So, Paladin, how was your Thanksgiving?
I really think we'd have more productive times talking about shit on backs again.
No, this sounds really productive now that you put it that way. Well, anybody have any interesting Thanksgiving stories to share before we end the show?
Nope.
Sadly, no.
Well, JD,
you got a giant soda from Big Lots.
A giant soda?
Yeah, the one I took pictures of on Twitter.
Oh, okay. The monster.
Yeah.
The one I said, couldn't you find a big one?
Yeah. I kind of don't want to open up just because it's so awesome as is.
Oh, you didn't open it?
Not yet.
Really,
it's
like,
too great
it.
A punchline to just use.
Some of you are going to guzzle it in one shot.
Yeah, that's what you need to do. You need to open it and video you drinking it all in one go.
Mm-hmm. And then explode it.
The sad thing is it's only 32 ounces.
Oh. It'd
be more awesome if it was a 40.
It looks bigger.
Yeah, why don't they make 64-ounce soda cans?
That's like it's large the way you think of Greek gods being large.
So like your mother, then.
Like, this is Zeus's soda can.
He just crushes it on his forehead.
No, he uses a lightning bolt.
Oh, of course.
I mean, duh. Of course, after he crushes it, you know, then he just tosses it off of Olympus onto the lower world.
Crushes some poor mortal.
And that's how Tennessee was made.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. Of course, that could also apply to, you know, North Carolina or Arkansas.
Yeah.
See, that's how NASCAR was invented.
Really?
Well, that was invented to keep the South from rising again.
I thought that's what Larry the Cable Guy was for.
What's preventing Michigan?
It will rise up to beat him to f***ing death because he's a f***ing hack.
Wow.
No, he was designed.
Well,
make us all look stupid.
You know,
need help for that.
You know, it's interesting. Living around here, it's not that hard to find people who are still bitter about losing the Civil War.
It does not.
But somehow, Paladin in Michigan is still bitter that it ever happened in the first place.
Yeah.
Even though he was on the winning side.
Well, yeah, but Paladin's just bitter about everything, so...
Well, that's true, but this seems to be a particular point of contention for him. He seems really threatened by people from the South. And I
just that.
I can't really figure that.
And yet he's on this show.
You haven't been, like, rafting or anything, have you? Like, you didn't...
Well, now that you mention it...
There's a good intro quote.
That's true.
There's a banjo in my basement.
Is that a euphemism?
Take it from the body of a dead redneck?
You know, Paladin, I'm not sure that's the kind of thing...
Like a pickup line. I have a
I'm not sure that's the kind of thing you want to be admitting to, owning a banjo. You know... Why do you have a banjo in your basement?
That would be
belong to my father.
It's either a really weird pickup line, or it's like one of those phrases that like a spy would use. You know, walk up to someone, I have a banjo in my basement. Oh, I have a Piccolo in my attic.
Okay, so the banjo belonged to your father. So what I'm getting the sense of here is that your resentment of the South comes from the fact that you got South in your background.
Now, is that a euphemism for something?
One of them self-hating Southerners. I wonder if Giga Beetle gets any of these references.
No.
I don't even know that I get these references. But...
I'm kind of lost.
Does Sweden even have a South?
Have they ever had a Civil War?
What's south of Sweden, anyway?
Lots of places have a north.
What is south of Sweden?
I don't know geography that much.
It's an ocean, or a sea.
Something.
They're in that little peninsula thingy up at the top.
Am I allowed to make a Doctor Who reference? I'm not allowed. Is that
no.
Okay. Sorry.
No, that's more...
I did, but I didn't know if that was allowed, so...
That's more Fort Max's area.
So you got Germany.
But you can go into Fort Max's area as much as you want.
And that's not a euphemism at all. What he's saying is go into Fort Max's ass.
Right. That's directly...
That is a direct statement. And on that note, that'll be our show for this week. Because apparently after Fort Max's ass, we have nowhere left to go.
The last place we had left to go, and we went there.
I feel so honored.
That's what that says.
Very nice. Okay, where's the camera noise coming from?
Me?
I don't hear a camera.
It's coming from inside the house.
Sounds like a camera shutter noise.
It's a laser beak.
Oh.
And not a good laser beak either.
Yeah, that's right. You didn't stop it. You didn't stop while you were in Oklahoma and let JD punch you in the face.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, we got bored. You weren't there. We left.
Oh, okay.
Got tired of waiting.
The only reason.
It's awesome.
I'm sure getting punched in the face would alleviate your boredom.
It might alleviate ours.
Same difference. Well, no, I could just see it, though, if you had gone to meet JD while you were in Oklahoma.
He would have ignored me anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. You would have picked
walk right past him.
He'd ring the doorbell to your house, and you'd open the door, he'd just look at you and walk away.
He'd totally be like a Peter to my Jesus, where he'd be like, I don't know you. Biblical reference? No, can't do that either. Damn it.
Nope. Also, you compared yourself to Jesus. That's pretty great. I'm Jesus.
I would be a horrible Jesus. Oh, man. Aren't I?
Water into Mountain Dew.
I don't even believe in me. I know. That would be awful.
I'm still just thinking of the idea of JD standing outside Fort Max's house.
Fort Max!
Fort Max!
My grandmother's house.
Well, no, he'd come to your house to make it more authentic. Although, bonus points if he does go to your grandmother's house and do that. When's the next time you're going to be there?
Don't know.
No, what would be really awesome is if I went to his grandmother's house and, like, ate her and then, like, put her clothes on.
She'd be all exhausted and her clothes would be on the floor, right?
The better to see you with. No.
Okay, whatever, Geki Chopper.
Oh, it's all about references now.
Well, I mean, Fort Max, who has the thicker beard, JD or your grandmother?
Wow, that was awesome. Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, that's our show for this week. Thanks for listening. We'll be back to say bad things about Fort Max's grandmother next time.
You've been listening to Superhero Time.
follow us on Twitter at superhero_time for weekly power playback and updates about the show. Visit tfradio.net or find us on iTunes for previous episodes and to subscribe to the show. Superhero Time is a TF Radio Network production. Copyright 2012.
Power Ranger versus Mega Man.
Mega Man. Which Mega Man?
Which one would go best with Car Ranger?
Obviously not Legends, because it would already be canceled.
Probably Classic, I guess.
So there you go.
Or maybe bad box art Mega Man.
Yeah, I could see that, actually. And, you know, more things need to involve old box art Mega Man.
Shouldn't it be Rockman Battle and Chase, since that's the one where they're all driving cars?
Yes!
Okay.
That's classic anyway, so there you go.
See, there's precedent.
Super Hero Time, 次回もよろしく!
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.